Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Here we are in the very first week of Advent. And this is a time to say, I know I talked to you about giving more time to the Lord or calling upon Him or walking with Him. But I want to say here in this Advent season, I want to take time to thank my Redeemer for what He has done for me. This life is only the beginning. This is when He came to us in the flesh as a baby, because He knew that we would not be turned away from babies. We draw near. He knew His people, and He humbled Himself and became a child like we were once. His blessed mother took care of Him, yes, must have taken care of Him wonderfully, but they didn't have much. They didn't have much at all, but she loved Him. And I want to encourage you to tell Jesus that you love Him and to thank Him for what He has done for you and for me, that coming in the flesh, living and dying and rising for us can bring us to eternal life. Don't just say, oh, I should think about that someday. No, every day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Just to say that every day. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me, and please help me today that I might in the end follow you more closely. That's the attitude and that's the spirit, and especially here in Advent, this is what we want to be doing. The opening prayer says this, look with favor, Lord God, on our petitions, and in our trials, grant us your compassionate help, that consoled by the presence of your Son, whose coming we now await, we may be tainted no longer by the corruption of foreign ways. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Look at that opening prayer. Whose coming we now await. You know, the day is going to come when He will come again. Really? I don't know when. I have no idea when. It might be 1,000 years from now. It might be tomorrow. How ready are we? There's an eternity ahead. Please, brothers and sisters, open your hearts to Him even more. The first reading for today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. Fear means to reverence, to put Him first, and His delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall He judge, nor by hearsay shall He decide, but He shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together with the little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse set up as a signal for the nations. The Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. That's not just something to read. That's to anticipate. I don't know whether you will be deceased before the coming of the Lord, but all of us deceased and living will see him and know him. And the psalm for today says, justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. Can you imagine that? Justice and peace forever? Think about that with all we're going through right now. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. O God, with your judgment endow the king, with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice and your afflicted ones with judgment. Justice shall flower in his days in profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. He shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. May his name be blessed forever. As long as the sun, his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. All the nations shall proclaim his happiness. And the Alleluia verse says this, behold, our Lord shall come with power. He will enlighten the eyes of his servants. The Lord will come with power and enlighten our eyes so that we will fully see him. Please, brothers and sisters, ponder the word. Don't try to read other things into it. Just take it right where it is. And we look too to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 21 to 24. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to his disciples in private, he said, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has promised us that when he comes again, he will see us, and we will see him. I want every one of my listeners to be in a place that they won't be shocked. They'll be able to say, Lord, you have come. Lord, we've waited for you. Lord, we've longed for you. Is that in your vocabulary at all? It should be. Quietly, you don't have to pronounce it to the world, but pray it that way. Lord, please come. Although I say, please let all those I love be saved, of course I pray that. But oh, the sooner the better, and he knows exactly when he will come again. Let us be ready to meet him. That's what we want to be, ready to meet him. I remember one day, this little child walked up to me. It couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 years of age. And that child said, what will Jesus look like when he comes? And I said to him, all I know is it will be wonderful. I don't know what he will look like when we see him, but we'll know that it's him because it'll be very bright and shining. And he looked at me. He said, really? And I said, yes. Oh. And he went back. I just left then, but I don't know why he asked me. I don't know why he did it at that moment. but I wanted to pass on the good news. We have a Savior who loves to save. Ask forgiveness for your sins. Don't wait on that. Oh, someday I'll go to confession. No, go now, because you know not the day nor the hour. Right now we're preparing for Advent this year. But what about if 1 year we're preparing and it's eternal life or death? What's it going to be for us? Please, brothers and sisters, your life with God is most important, and it will make your life here on earth much, much easier when you know you're not alone, when you know you're cared for. Please, please, I ask you, during this Advent season, take up a couple of practices that you can continue over this next year to pray, just simple prayers. Lord Jesus, I want to be ready for your coming. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, help us. Lord, bring peace to this country in what we're going through right now. It's not easy for any of us, but trust him. Turn to him. He won't abandon you. And because he's God, he can do that with each one of us who call upon him. He loves you. He loves me. And you know, I'm tempted to say, oh my goodness, how could he love me? I'm nothing, or I've made so many mistakes, or I've sinned so much. How could he love me? Because I've asked for forgiveness? Because if you ask for forgiveness, when God forgives, it's not like us. We store it away somewhere. When God forgives, God forgets. And I think we really need to take that to heart again. Grudges, let's not hold grudges. If somebody asks for forgiveness to us, let's not hold grudges. Let us open our hearts to welcome that person, to offer them forgiveness, and to start a new slate, so to speak. Brothers and sisters, our relationship with God and our relationship with one another is very important. It's most important. So look around among your friends, your relationships, as this Advent season begins. Look around and say, Lord, is there something I could do for that person? Or could I stop and visit this person? What could I do for another? Or could I, because I have no time, could I drop off just a little gift to somebody that could mean all the world to them, that they're not forgotten or they're not alone, even though they're confined to their home for one reason or another? Oh, brothers and sisters, he loves you. And he wants us to love with his love. If I just depended on my love, I'd get nowhere. But if I depend on his love, God comes with great mercy and wisdom and courage to help me. May he help us all, brothers and sisters. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.